is Locomo?
Oh, okay, so I'm recording now, I think. So, this is my first podcast. This is Mac Dramastic of Dramastic Music. I am now recording the official first Dramastic podcast. Yeah, man, this is some cool shit, man. I'm not really even talking to fucking nobody. I'm just kind of talking to myself here. It's kind of dope, you know. Kind of lonely, but that's okay. You know, I'm sure somebody will hear this and somebody, you know, kind of hear what I'm talking about, feel what I'm saying or not. I don't know, whichever. Just a little bit about myself. I am a music producer, composer, instrumentalist. I've been writing music since I was about 18. I'm 35 now, so I'd say about almost 20 years. Hip hop mostly. I enjoy listening to a lot of different types of music. I'm actually not even sure what the hell this podcast is going to be about right now. I'm going to figure that shit out one of these days. Until then, I'm probably just going to sit here and fucking talk and play beats. I mean, why the fuck not, you know? Like, just talk and play beats. I make different types of music. I use different types of sounds. I mainly work out of Ableton Live 9. And it works for me. I used to use, I've tried all the different DAWs. You know, try like the little sample intro versions, you know, you get with like different equipment and stuff. So I tried the Cakewalk and the Sonar and what's the other joints? Reason. I've had Reason. I used FL Studio for a long time. That was my bread and butter for a while, up until like 2 years ago, actually. But then that shit just got old. It just wasn't. I was starting to use a lot more hardware. When I first started with FL Studio, I had a laptop. No, I had a computer and a MIDI controller. That was it. You know, I had a desktop computer and a MIDI controller, and it worked because, you know, it was a simple setup. Just plug the MIDI controller into the computer, use sounds out of FL Studio, make music. You know what I mean? But as I started growing, getting more equipment, you know, looking for different ways to create different sounds, different tools, I needed more ways to input. FL Studio has a very limited, no, I'm not going to say limited. It's not limited. It's complicated. Like, it has a complicated input system. So basically, the way you would input sounds and audio into FL Studio, it takes a lot of MIDI routing, and you gotta, you know, go in and change this setting and that setting so that all the sounds are going into the mixer and that you can mix them properly and all that bullshit. And I got old, I got tired of trying to figure it out. And it pushed me to look into Ableton, because Ableton is a live performance DAW. Like, it's basically made to record live performances and to perform. So while FL Studio is made for more like a session where you're just, you know, you're creating, composing music, Ableton Live is more like an instrument inside of your computer. So I like using Ableton a lot more now because I have a lot of different inputs. I have a MPC 500, I have a K-Oscillator Pro, I got a K-Oscillator, regular K-Oscillator. I got a Electribe, a Korg Electribe, a synthesizer. So different different inputs, outboard equipment can be plugged into a mixer, which can also be directly inputted into Ableton Live. Like, I can record directly in Ableton Live seamlessly. Like, it sounds exactly, you know what I mean? I don't have to go through a whole bunch of, you know, input, output routing and all that shit. Like, it just got